Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. Sponsored by
Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Thames Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty.
You're listening to W4CY.
This is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. I have my favorite expert, not only a radiation oncologist for over 33 years, but he is also one of the best authors of the wonderful series, The Bad Love Gang, with his new book. And we're the first to interview him today with his newest book, Bad Love Beyond, Dr. Kevin Shuey. How are you today?
Catherine, it's great coming to you from Denver today. And I have to tell you, Catherine, you are number one. You're the first person to interview me regarding book number three in the Bad Love book series called Bad Love Beyond. And I am just super excited about this third book in the series. And I think it's because it challenged me so much. In Bad Love Beyond, the Bad Love Gang, they have to take an intergalactic trip using basically the white hole or so-called wormhole to get to another planet, and they're really going there to get the cure for breast cancer for one of their members who's been afflicted with breast cancer. And I had to invent a new planet and alien people, and so on this planet they're having political issues, and so the Bad Love Gang are actually there to solve these problems. And it's planet Azor, it's the blue planet. And so we have the blue people, and then we have the people that evolved much like humans on the Republic of Azor. And they're facing a volcanic extinction event. And because they've never had an extinction event like we've had here on Earth, they have all this super modern technology, but they also have dinosaurs. And so, you know, the Bad Love Gang are facing forces of nature and dinosaurs and political issues, and they have to save the Republic. And it's so much fun. I mean, that's why it's my favorite now of the first three books.
I have to tell you, I am so excited about it. I'm in the middle of the second book, and you've got me so hooked that, but I love what you're writing about, because I believe in time travel. I believe in going forward. I think that you have to have that imagination, right? I can't even imagine what it would be like to go to another planet, to even start another planet, but to go. Now, they went forward in time this time, right?
That's right. You know, and you have to know, Catherine, that time travel and space travel are intimately intertwined. I mean, those two things are linked. And what you learn, I mean, my book series, the Bad Love book series, really teaches you a lot of history, but it also teaches you about the physics of time travel. And so to really do time travel or intergalactic space travel, you have to have a wormhole that is traversable. And to be able to go into a wormhole and come out the other side, you have to have something called exotic matter to keep Einstein's theories correct. And so you're going to learn a lot about the actual physics of time and space travel. You know, one of the things that we talk about in Bad Love Beyond is popular science fiction really tries to teach you that, you know, you get on the Starship Enterprise and you put the pedal to the metal and you travel from one galaxy to another. Well, really, I point out in the book that's really not how we're going to do intergalactic space travel. What we're going to the way we're going to get it done is with a wormhole. And so I call it the white hole in my series. But at any rate, you know, your listeners are in for a real treat with the Bad Love book series and now with Bad Love Beyond coming out now.
Let me ask you, how long did it take you to write Bad Love Beyond?
5 months.
Now, you've done a lot of research in science, am I correct?
Well, yes. I mean, the simple answer is yes. And so, Bad Love Strikes, book number one, took me 90 days. I mean, I was inspired to start this series. And then Bad Love Tigers took me 6 months to write, and Bad Love Beyond took 5 months. But all along the way, Catherine, I'm just researching and filing all this research as I go. And that's a part and parcel of the project.
Right. And, you know, that's what I've represented a lot of authors over the years, and I'm finding out as a new author, you know, a relatively new author myself, that you really have to know your stuff. You really have to research it, especially if any of it's, you know, real, right?
And that's the strength of my books. My books are really super strong. First two, Bad Love Strikes, Bad Love Tigers, are really strong in World War II history and the dawn of the atomic age and, you know, how we came about to invent the atomic bomb. And so all those things are kind of intertwined with this concept of time travel. And, the readers are going to learn a lot, because what makes these books fun and strong is how accurate the history is. So even though these are works of fiction, you're going to learn so much by reading these books.
Right, and I think so too. I've learned a lot, especially in book two. It's really getting exciting, and it's hard. The thing is, I am one of those people that once I get hooked on a book, I'll stay up all night reading. I know that sounds crazy, but if I'm that engaged in it, I have to tell myself, since I started your series, Catherine, you have to go to bed. You have to stop. You can start tomorrow, you know, because I'm so hooked. Because I want to see what's happening next, you know. And I think that, and there's nobody around. My husband's sleeping. And I'm going, this is my time. And I get lost.
Yeah. Well, you know what? With the COVID pandemic, reading has become so popular and engaging. And the cool thing about the Bad Love book series is that, I mean, quite frankly, if you haven't started the series, you can binge read now. I mean, there's three books out as of now with Bad Love Beyond, and just think how much fun you can have binge reading.
Right, but you also have audiobooks, which are really cool, right?
Yeah, so just literally yesterday, Bad Love Strikes came out on in the audio version, and so you can get it on Audible through Amazon now, and also it'll be available through Apple. And so Bad Love Tigers, the book that you're currently engaged in, it will be out on audio any day now. It's in the system. We're just waiting for Amazon to load it into the system. But yesterday, Bad Love Strikes got loaded in the audio version. And I have to say, I was listening to it last night, and you can adjust the speed of the audio version, and I would recommend to the audience that they put it at a speed of 1.1.
All right. Okay. But you know what? I want to ask you a question. Did you incorporate the music or what?
So I asked in the foreword of all three books. So the books are unique. They all have soundtracks of music from the 60s and 70s. So okay. I'm the narrator. I play the part of Bubble Butt. So I'm Bubble Butt or BB. That was my nickname growing up. And so Bubble Butt has a music brain. And so different things happen, and it calls to mind songs from the 60s and 70s. And so you actually learn a lot about that music as it's called out in all three of the books. But I urge the readers, when the songs are called out in bold, I urge them to, you know, put them on to just, you know, you can go on Spotify, or you can load them down from iTunes, or you could even just go to YouTube and listen to them one by one as you're reading. But it makes it an immersive experience. It's like you're watching a movie rather than reading a book. So,
I feel like getting up and dancing when I'm reading the book, but I can't do that because there's somebody sleeping next to me, and it's like, oh, wow, you know? And you just want to do that because it makes you so happy. Because, you know, I grew up with those tunes that you're talking about, or those songs that you're talking about, and my father was a major musician, so it makes it even more. And I even have one of the old-time, record players, right? Well, it's not old-fashioned,
yeah,
but it's, you know what I mean? So it's,
Vinyl's coming back. I mean,
oh, I know.
You know,
vinyl's really in right now. Very much
that's
so.
That's right. I mean, in Bad Love Beyond, the soundtrack actually is my favorite. I mean, it's got Paint It Black by Rolling Stones, Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder, and Rocket Man by Elton John, and Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension, Dream On by Aerosmith, and I mean, it just goes, there's 31 songs on the soundtrack.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It makes you want.
So now this book is coming out in paperback, right, first?
So it's out right now. It's available on Kindle. Actually, it's an introductory price of $2.99 on Kindle right now.
Mm-hmm.
And And so it comes out paperback and hardcover later this week. On Barnes & Noble, you can pre-order it on paperback and hardcover right now. But it's available electronically. Bad Love Beyond is available electronically today. But by the end of this week, it should be up on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, and hardcover.
And if you really want to give a wonderful Christmas present, a Hanukkah present, any type of present for the holidays, this is the one you want to do because you won't be able to put it down.
Yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome for that. I'm excited. I love your books. So now I'm not sure. Do you have to leave now, Doctor, or do we continue, or what would you like to do?
It's totally up to you. If you want to continue on, I'm with you.
So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Kevin Shuey, the author of the Bad Love Gang series and his new book, The Bad Love Beyond. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Do you want to read wonderful novels about historic, wonderful places in Youngstown, Ohio? Then you need to get Don Greco's books. He's a wonderful author that wrote the series, The Youngstown Quintet. His latest book is The Maladrin. And the nice thing about his books are they're not about spies. They're not about zombies. They're just ordinary people that read that have extraordinary lives. So visit DonGrecoNovels.com or go buy his books on Amazon.com.
Buoyancy PR, telling your story, keeping your message afloat. Okay, enough about us. Let's talk about you. You have a great story to tell. Whether it's a product, a new book, or a worthy cause, you have a message worth hearing. Buoyancy PR will help you fine-tune that message and get it over the sea of information. Who, what, where, when, how, and why? These classic questions of a news story will introduce you to Buoyancy PR. After you've had a chance to get acquainted, let us know what we can do for you. For more information, contact Joni Sullivan Baker at 513-319-3231 or go to buoyancypr.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk, and we have the most exciting guest. I love having him on our shows because not only is he a healer for wonderful cancer patients, he is an inventor, he's an author, he has a whole skin line from Elite Therapeutics. I mean, the guy's this brilliant guy. And, you know, I think that sometimes God just gives us these gifts, and he's one of those gifts that keeps on giving to us. So welcome back from the break. And I bet you are so, so excited that the book is finally out. And, you know, how many books do you think, Dr. Kevin, are you going to have in the Bad Love Gang series? How many do you know?
You know, I get asked that question pretty frequently. I'm really shooting for 12 books in the Bad Love book series. And really, it's interesting how this is all playing out because I've just started book four, which, by the way, I'm penciling for a Memorial Day release. And so the Bad Love Gang, they get their hands on the cure or the antidote for Hannah Lieb's breast cancer in book three. And in book four, which is coming out this spring, that book is going to be called Bad Love Medicine. So having the cure for cancer in your hand is one thing, but getting it to the patient safely is another thing. And so book four is actually going to take the Bad Love Gang back to World War II Europe. They're at, in book two that you're reading now, you know that the gang go and have a one-on-one meeting with President Franklin Roosevelt.
I do know that.
Yeah, and it's really good stuff. And in book number 4, they're actually going to meet with Winston Churchill in the War Room in London. I don't know if you've ever taken a tour of that War Room. It's an amazing place. It was like a bunker.
Well, you know, I used to live there, but when I go back, which I'm going to be doing, I definitely want to experience that, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he had a phone booth there with a direct line to President Roosevelt. I mean, it's amazing stuff. And but anyway, they're going to meet with Winston Churchill, who's going to send them on a secret mission into Nazi Germany. And so you're going to get to see some things in World War II and Nazi Germany through the eyes of modern teenagers who are going to be sent on this mission by Winston Churchill. So that's coming in book 4, which will be called Bad Love Medicine. Anyway, so for sure we're going to have 4 books by Memorial Day, Catherine, but I think the series could easily go to 12 books. And now, we'll just see how much it's adopted throughout the world. I want the Bad Love book series to become a common, and the Bad Love Gang to be basically a common household name. And because these books are written for anyone from 10 years old to 100 years old. Young people will find this fascinating and fun. And the greatest generation, it will take them back to World War II.
Right. It's almost like Harry Potter, in a sense, when I say this. It's the new venue. It's even better than Harry Potter.
Well, that's puts, I mean, that's
no,
just
I mean
puts
that.
Chills.
Because what you're incorporating is everyone, 10 to 100 or whatever. And that's what we've needed for a long time is, you know, and what I love about it is you're bringing on new readers. People want that in their life. There isn't a lot on television right now, right? A lot of people can't go to the movies, whatever. But you can go into your books and be in this new world that it's an escape for people right now. It instead of depression, it makes them excited and happy. And that's
they
what
are,
I find
they are,
when I
yeah.
Right?
They are feel good books. I mean they that's you know, my job as a cancer specialist is to make sure that my patients have hope. And I've taken that philosophy and placed it in these books. And so these books are filled with hope. They don't take you down a dark hole and leave you there. When you finish each volume of this book series, you're happy at the end. I mean, you feel good at the end. And that's my goal, is to bring hope into the world. And, you know, there's so many different characters in the series, right, Catherine? And,
right.
And so there is somebody in this series that anyone that picks up these books to read can identify with. They're going to find a character in these books that they can identify with. And that's one of the other things that really brings it to a wider audience.
Right, and I think that is the reason why I love him so much is because, number one, I love the idea of time travel, number one, and it brings hope to people because there is something there that everyone can associate with. Absolutely. They can go back in history or they can, be there with everyone. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, and it makes it, it's like the characters all have nicknames. I don't know about you and you know, the neighborhood that you grew up in, but, you know, I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, and we didn't have cell phones, and we didn't have video games and computers, and so, you know, either you went outside and you played with the neighborhood kids or the gang, or you were just you were downright lonely. And so, you know, all of us had nicknames. And so in the Bad Love series, you know, I'm Bubble Butt, but we have, you know, Goondoggy and Crazy Ike and the Pud and Crisco and Cleopatra and Bulmar and all these different personalities. Certainly, if you're reading this series, somebody in this series is somebody you can identify with.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You know, we are about running out of time, and I want people to go to your website and look at everything that you have. So could you do that for us, give your website out?
Yeah, sure. So it's kevinshuey.com. So it's K-E-V-I-N. S-C-H-E-W-E.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
.com. You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram account, my publisher made me do it. but the Instagram account is at RealKevinShuey. And then, of course, you can go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and, you know, type in Bad Love Strikes, Bad Love Tigers, Bad Love Beyond. They'll come right up. And even just go on Amazon and read the reviews. I mean, the reviews are so wonderful. And just reading those will motivate you to get these books and read them. Anyway, that's the best way to find me.
Right, and if you'll stay on for a minute afterwards, I'd appreciate it. But we have just said goodbye, and we were going to have you on in the next week or so. So thank you so much for joining us and letting me be the first person to interview you with your new book, Bad Love Beyond. We'll talk to you soon, and thank you for joining me on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Karen Sokolov-Javich, and I just became a grandma and wrote 17 songs for my new babies.
Splishy, splashy in the bathy. Splishy, splashy in the tub.
Share my smiling splishy, baby song album with your little ones.
You got 10 fingers and 10.
Order my baby album and you'll receive my children's album for free. Just call JMR Productions at 402-393-3893 for your special gift. That's 402-393-3893.
Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is a severe disease causing scarring of the lungs. Symptoms include a persistent dry cough, shortness of breath, and a Velcro-like crackle in the lungs, which a doctor can hear. Go to pulmonaryfibrosis.org to learn more.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, what job seekers and recruiters can expect as we look into 2021? We're going to learn what changing, what is staying the same, and how the best to navigate the job market in the new year. You know, the new year is quickly approaching, and as we look in 2021, many Americans have found themselves in the job market. The skills gap has led to employers more frequently asking candidates, "Can you do it?" versus "Have you done it?" driving up the importance of job seekers listing skills on their resumes in addition to experience. Candidates will continue to demand greater flexibility from employers in support of desired work-life balance, with companies needing to adjust and promote their company's culture. Candidates increasingly look for employers with strong commitment to diversity and inclusion. and successful companies will embrace technology and hiring process that support efforts to attract, retain, and promote a diverse workforce. Our guest today is Leah Margaret Stahl, and she will offer her insight into the 2021 job market, what job seekers should be aware of, and what companies are doing to find the best candidates. I want to welcome you to our show today. She's the Chief Product Officer of Career Builder. Good morning, and how are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's so many people that are changing jobs in this world that we've been living in 2020. How many Americans are expected to be hunting for a new job in the new year?
Well, we know that just based on the numbers, you know, released December 5th, so just recently, there are around 10.9 that are unemployed. So we definitely foresee that number entering 2021. But the other thing that doesn't really is not really represented there is we expect a lot of job shifting to occur in 2021. There's going to be a lot of competition as things turn back on, backed up supply chains start to, you know, restart their engines. People are going to be hiring in droves, and it's going to be really a job seeker's market by the time we get to midsummer. And so I also think that people who are currently employed but maybe not totally satisfied with their job, they're going to be entering the job market as well. So just a year of a lot of changes is what I predict.
Well, I can tell you personally, a lot of the people that I'm working with are not retiring. They're working, mm-hmm. and they're taking mm-hmm. jobs like you wouldn't believe. How is technology and data used to enable recruiters? And are people smart enough, and I'm not meaning that in any way, shape, or form, using LinkedIn and other sources to update their resumes when they're doing it?
Yeah, so yes, and if it's good technology, then it makes it easy on the user. So, for example, for job seekers, we've got on both our CareerBuilder.com website as well as the CareerBuilder mobile app the ability to build a profile and resume in a few minutes. And really leveraging that sort of technology can become your best friend because it ensures that you're putting the right things on your resume, not just what represents kind of what you do, but is using the same terminology, the same keywords, the same skills, the skilled labels that recruiters are searching for. Because at the end of the day, it's all about matching, and technology is at the heart and the epicenter of that matching. And so really solving this language divide, recruiters look for something, job seekers say something else, even though they mean the same thing. The closer we can get to normalizing the language barrier between recruiters and job seekers and employers and job seekers, the better. And so my advice to job seekers is leverage those tools. Not only does it make it easier for you, it does all the work. So it takes all of the, you know, the heavy lifting off of your shoulders, and you end up with something that's a really polished looking resume that performs well.
Right. And that one of my favorite relatives actually did that with some help and has got a wonderful job today. So, you know, and I'm excited and they're excited. You know,
that's great.
I know. Tell us how, and I have a real question on this one, because there's more people that are in the minority in whatever that have jobs mm-hmm. today than ever before. And so tell us how companies are addressing racial disparities in the workplace. And I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about every race here, not mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. you know, major minorities, because I'm beginning to think that, and I'm not being racial here, but the white minority, there's so many people that are from minorities that all should be within the spectrum. Am I correct or wrong?
Well, so for, I mean, diversity is absolutely top of mind for every employer. And mm-hmm. Diversity, how we look at it and just what's coming from employers, you know, there's both gender diversity as well as race diversity. And so, you know, for CareerBuilder, with CareerBuilder for, you know, as an example, we have over 50% of our users on our site, our applicant base, are female. And then on top of that, we've got, 30% across all races. And so, and even beyond that, there are specialized areas such as military, and that's a minority
right.
from the perspective of, employers that are absolutely seeking out people with that experience for a variety of reasons. I think you've got to have a solid strategy and really understand where the users are. And then the other thing is to help educate yourself for employers that are really focused on this. We often really strongly advise that they listen to their current employee base. Employees usually have something to share and are the best sort of view of what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. So give your current employees a platform to help with that effort as well.
How will the job market be different in 2021, and what is the skill-based searching? It's really changed, hasn't it, or not?
Yeah, it's totally transforming the entire space. So there's two ways the job market is going to be different. The first way that it's going to be different is the hiring pattern and seasonality. So typically each year, the job market is very heaviest in the first months of the year, January, February. It starts to ramp down middle of the summer months. There's not much activity. People are on vacations, employers and job seekers are doing other things. And then as we start to end and enter the holiday season, it picks back up again. And that has been the standard sort of, you could watch it like a clock. I've been doing this, into 13 years, and that's the predictable pattern. 2021 is a game changer. We expect that it's going to start heavy, and then instead of the dip that we get in the summer months, I actually think for the first time we're going to see that trend line stay or potentially even increase, because a lot of these businesses that just could not make it work are going to be back hiring. They're going to be competing for talent. And so I think we're going to see a very different sort of timeline. And as part of that, the second thing that's a big changer is the skills-based underlying technology that's really emerged. And Privileger, as an example, we've used this time during the pandemic, and we've been investing in this for many years, but to really bring it to life. And so that's really just a fancy way of saying, whatever job title you've done, we've got to go a layer deeper to know what skills were you using as part of that job title, because that's what the search and match, capabilities are really structured around. That's what we are training and teaching recruiters to look for. Don't just look for the job title, because you may list a title that is not exactly the way the job seeker branded themselves. Look for the skills underneath of that were required to do that job title and find matches that way. And that's how we're building all the matching technology. So as much as job seekers can, using automated resume builders, things that we've got, or really highlighting that if they're doing, their own resumes, and then recruiters really digging in and looking at the next level. And so we're constantly helping through AI to break that down. If there's a job title the recruiter's looking for, we tell them, here's the top 20 skills that are required. Go find people with those skills. May not be in the same job title at all. So,
right. I can't believe I'm being sent resumes, from every job seeker in the world on my LinkedIn, and I really have my own business. I really don't want to work for anybody, but I get them every single day. Where can our listeners get more information? I can't thank you enough for bringing this out, because I think it's changed so much this year. And just because you're young or older or whatever, you have the skills, and people will be looking and are looking for certain things. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Even if you stayed home, you develop skills. If you've got kids, you help them teach. You show
That's
patience.
Right.
There's lots of skills that you've got there to be proud of. So make sure those are brought to the surface.
Right. Thank you so very much.
Can go to Privileger.com to find out more. For recruiters, they can go to hiring.privileger.com. You can also text COVID to 518-93. 518-93.
Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email the changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it for no additional cost. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web today by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@i-mktg.com today.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker. Do you get a headache or a flushed face when you have a glass of wine? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of sulfites and tannins, which are preservatives in wine. Well, I found a product that reduces both the sulfites and tannins, and it's made in the USA. It's called Drop It. It's really simple. You just put a couple of drops in your glass and swirl it around, and guess what? It doesn't change the flavor of the wine, and no more headaches. And it's 100% natural. Go to their website to order at dropitwine.com for no more headaches.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Catherine Raker's World and Let's Just Talk. You know, adults in their 50s may need a number of vaccines based on their age, underlying medical conditions, lifestyle, prior vaccinations, and other considerations. Vaccines are important to help stop the spread of disease and help protect the moments that matter in our lives. But a new survey shows adults in their 50s lack awareness about the recommended vaccines for their age group. Here to discuss is Dr. Len Freeland, Vice President and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines at GSK, and shingles patient Alice. Welcome to our show, both of you. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Freeland, can I ask you, why do adults need to get vaccinated?
And that's a great question, Catherine. And the takeaway on that, the reason is because as we age, our immune systems weaken. It's not something we can stop. We all age and our immune systems will weaken. And as our immune systems weaken, we're at increased risk for infectious diseases. And we can't stop this, but what we can do is look to protect ourselves. Most of the illnesses, hospitalizations, and deaths that occur due to vaccine-preventable diseases, they occur in adults. And that's why it's so important that we protect ourselves. But as we'll talk about, we recently did a survey, and while adults see value in adult vaccination, they lack awareness of what these vaccines are.
I thought I taught my children better, but my son called me yesterday and said, "Mom, you know, do you think I need to get the shingles vaccine?" And I said, "Do you have a little grandson?" "Yes." "Well, could he get chickenpox?" "Yes." "Well, guess what? You need to get the vaccine. You need to get the shingles vaccine." "Yes, because if he gives it to you, because you're with him all the time, then you're going to have shingles." So, what did your survey show about what people understood, and does it relate to adult vaccinations, and why?
Absolutely. So, Catherine, I'm going to talk about the survey, and then I want to come back to shingles as an introduction to Alice, who's with us here today, who's a shingles patient. So what our survey showed is we surveyed adults 50 to 59, and we asked them questions about adult vaccination, and 3 out of every 4 adults see the value in adult vaccination. They say there's extremely important or very important that adults get adult vaccines. Yet 1 out of 3 adults, 50 to 59, they lacked awareness. They were unfamiliar. They just had no knowledge of what the adult recommended vaccines are. 1 out of 3 adults, 50 to 59, thought that adult vaccines were only for people with underlying high-risk medical conditions, while in fact, most adult vaccines are recommended for everybody over age 50, regardless of their underlying medical health. They're for healthy adults to protect against things that could come in the future. And 80% of adults that we surveyed said they needed more information. But let me just come back to shingles for a minute, and then we can hear from Alice. So shingles is a virus. It's caused by a virus, and that virus is the virus that causes chickenpox. And we all had chickenpox when we were younger. Even if we don't know it, everybody, 99% of people over the age of 50 have evidence in their bloodstream that they've had chickenpox in the past. The chickenpox virus, while the chickenpox disease goes away, the virus doesn't. The virus goes to sleep in our nerves, and it can wake up. And when it wakes up, it causes shingles. And what causes the virus to wake up? The most prominent driver, the reason that this happens most likely, is due to age. It's that weakening of the immune system. In fact, over the age of 50, one out of three adults in the course of their lifetime will get a case of shingles. For those who are lucky enough to live to 85, it's one out of two. 1 million new cases of shingles every year. It doesn't matter if we're how healthy we are, our diet, our exercise. The issue here is age, and we can't stop aging, and that's what puts us at risk for shingles. But let me pass you over to Alice, who can tell you about what this disease was for her, because as you'll hear, she lost months of her life due to this illness.
Welcome to our show, Allison. Can you describe your experience with shingles and how it impacted your life?
Yes, thanks for asking. It was the summer of 2016. I was 57 years old, and I was having a great summer. I was hiking, I was biking, and taking dance classes. And then suddenly, out of the blue, completely unexpected, I got hit with the worst headache of my life. It hit me on this part of my head, the right side. Shingles usually hits just on one side, and also in my eye area. So within a few days, I was diagnosed with shingles in the eye, and I experienced an incredible amount of pain. It was very uncomfortable, and I had to take painkillers. I had to spend time in a dark room for several months because my eye was extremely sensitive to light. So it was not enjoyable at all. I couldn't watch TV. I had to cut down my work hours to 2 hours a day because the computer was too bright to look at. I couldn't drive. And I really couldn't go out in the sunshine because it was just too bright for my eyes. And this went on for months. And fortunately, after about 6 months, I started to get better. And today I'm healthy again. But I'm really glad your son is getting that shingle shot, because really, it's not just your grandson that you have to worry about. It's your son that will be protected from this horrible disease once he gets that shingles vaccine. So I recommend everybody to talk to their doctor, everybody who's over 50, to talk to their doctor about their risk and to consider getting the shingles vaccine to protect themselves.
I have to share this with you, Alice and Dr. Freeland. I had it. We were on a trip when I got it. It started with an earache, and even though it wasn't in my ear, it was all over the back of my head. And it lasted for about a month. And thank God that one of our friends is a doctor, and he got me right to that pharmacy. But I have a question, doctor, before the next one, and that is, can you get shingles multiple times?
Yes, you can, and that's because our immune systems continue to weaken as we get older. So absolutely, you can get it more than once. Vaccination should protect us against getting it the first time, and if you don't get it the first time, then you won't get it again.
Right. What do you want others to... What are the vaccinations adults absolutely need, doctor?
Absolutely. So there are a number of vaccines that are recommended by the CDC for all adults over the age of 50. They include shingles, which we've been talking about. Of course, influenza, very important this year. We're in the midst of influenza season right now. Also, vaccines for adults include to protect against tetanus and whooping cough, against pneumonia, and there are also hepatitis A and hepatitis B vaccines available for adults. And because 80% of the adults in our survey said they need more information, we recommend that all adults over the age of 50 speak to their doctor, speak to their nurse, speak to their pharmacist, and ask about the vaccines that are recommended for people of their age. And we have a website that your readers and listeners may be interested to go to, and it's broughtbyvaccines.com. And let me spell that, B-R-O-U-G-H-T, B-Y, VACCINES, broughtbyvaccines.com, to find out more information about the infectious diseases that adults are at increased risk for and the vaccines that can help protect so we can live healthy lives and enjoy all the moments that matter. And that's what it's all about, keeping healthy as we age.
And Alice, I'd like to ask you, what do you want others to know about adult vaccinations?
Thank you. I want people to know that I was one of those people that didn't think about vaccines. I thought I was healthy and I was an adult, and I thought vaccines were for kids, frankly, and I was not aware of my risk factors. So what I want them to know is that they need to talk to their doctor, check out their risk, and consider getting these vaccines to protect themselves.
And doctor, would you give that website out one more time, please?
Oh, with pleasure, because it's a really great website. I recommend going and learning and then taking that knowledge and bringing it to your doctor, your pharmacist, and say, what's recommended for me? And that's broughtbyvaccines.com, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-B-Y-V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S, broughtbyvaccines.com.
And thank you so much, Dr. and Alice, for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by
Buoyancy PR, Joni Sullivan Baker, Dan Perkins, author, Don Greco, novels, Drop It, Dr. James Butler, smile artist, Fame's Chocolates, JMR Productions, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Vital, Champions of Liberty.
You're listening to W4CY.